Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to another Invest with Clarity podcast. Today we are back with Mark, who is at home in quarantine, so he's on the phone. And today we're going to talk about the power of flexibility. Where are we going with this?
Well, Biggie, always good to be back with you. You know, we live in interesting times, right? And as I mentioned in my last podcast regarding the coronavirus, the power of flexibility is so important because you never know when you're going to need it. And traditional portfolio management, traditional investor type management is this asset allocation strategy where you own lots of different mutual funds or exchange traded funds, right? And you don't know what you own in those. You don't know what percentage you own. You don't know why you own them. And more importantly, when you're doing any trading or when you're doing any buying or selling, you're doing it with a fund, not with an individual security. Think of it more of it's a shotgun approach versus a sniper rifle approach. And the markets, now it's March 31st, the markets had the worst month, worst quarter since the financial crisis. And from top to bottom, we went down about 35%. After a few days of a couple of weeks of extreme volatility, I don't know if we've hit the bottom or not, but we have substantially come off the bottom. And my expectation is that we probably are not going to go touch that unless there's some delay in the social distancing, right? So why is power of flexibility so important? As I've said many times before, investors make the most money in bear markets, Matt. Now, let me say it again. Investors make the most money in bear markets.
Are you using the right word there?
Which word?
Bear.
Bear market?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. How about those apples?
Well, I finally thought I got you, dude. I didn't know if the isolation was getting to your brain or what, but okay. Now you have to explain that because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Investors make the most money in bear markets. They just don't realize it at the time. The theory behind that is, look, you're a long-term investor. So when you invest in a business, and yes, you do that in mutual funds and exchange traded funds, you are buying businesses. The difference is when you're buying those businesses directly, when you have the flexibility to take advantage of them at their price lows, you're not going to sell it. You're going to buy it. You're going to hold it for a long period of time. And the theory is that you don't make or lose money until you sell something, right? So if I buy something when the market's down 30-35%, like we did, we've got stocks that are up 30-50% since then in the last month. The power of the flexibility allows you to own something long term. I think I said it in the last podcast that during the heat of this volatility and things were much lower than they are now, we were repositioning the portfolio, and I said it several times, I believe. And we want to own the companies that we want to own when we come out of this malaise, because we will come out of this malaise. Investors spend a lot of time in short-term thinking. How's my portfolio doing this month? How's my portfolio doing this quarter? How's my portfolio doing this year? And the reality is many times clients don't know why their portfolio maybe isn't doing as well as they expect or they want, right? So then they go and they resort to these benchmarks because I've got to have some sort of way of knowing if my portfolio is doing well or not. Well, are you still on your plan? Is your portfolio still in lockstep with your financial plan? This is the power of those two working together, right? And when these stocks have gone down so much, Matt, and they've snapped back so much, look, things get overbought and things get oversold every day. Every day. The flexibility, the power of the flexibility allows you to look at an event like coronavirus and reposition your portfolio buying great businesses on sale that you maybe didn't get a chance to buy before. I mean, the last time that Visa or MasterCard were at these prices, I don't know, 2-3 years ago? Flexibility is paramount. And of course, as you know, the flexibility coincides with transparency. The ability to see what you own, why we own. We actually had two advisors text me last week, and the clients were saying, stop making me so much money. Because they were looking at companies we had bought a couple weeks ago and saw how much they were up, and they're like, stop making me so much money. Now, here in the midst of a portfolio being down, in the midst of the coronavirus, clients are looking at their portfolio going, you know what? I know this business. I know that business. I know they're going to come back. At the end of the day, to me, the flexibility is what enables the client to stay engaged as well as the advisor. Now, one last point, and I'll take a break. You know, Chuck, you know, our head of research, Chuck, does research for other advisors outside our firm. You know, we have a research package that financial advisors use for their own portfolio management and doing their own things. And Chuck works with a bunch of these guys. He wrote an email to someone in my company that it was forwarded to me. He said, the power of the clarity message is so amazing to me. I have advisors that I'm working with outside of Nepsis that have been in this business for 20, 25, 30 years, and they don't know what to do. They're on the verge of nervous breakdowns. They don't know how to handle the market. Should I go to cash? Should I not go to cash? There's a lot to learn from that. There's a lot of lessons to learn, Matt. Sometimes the advisors are the investors' own worst enemy. Right?
Unless they truly have that buy and sell discipline and a real investment, policy statement. I want to go back to just a couple of things that you said there, Mark, because I want to highlight them. The first one is being able to reallocate the portfolio to buy companies that you know are great companies on sale. And you brought up some credit card companies. And when you can reallocate and reposition and buy more of those at up to a 20, 30% discount, no wonder the clients are happy. No wonder why, people are really talking about this clarity message, because it's almost like the Superman bizarro world of what normally is going on in investing. Because what you've just said, a lot of advisors don't know what to do, but if they had that clarity, it all makes a lot more sense, right?
That is exactly it. I often use the phrase, can you put a price on clarity? Can you put a value on clarity, a financial value on clarity? Did looking at your portfolio with Nepsis make you say, you know what? I like these companies. Why would I want to sell these companies when they're on sale right now? I had one client call. We've had one client call who said, I can't take the pain. I'm thinking about, going to cash. I actually was thinking about taking a bunch of money out to pay off a loan. And he said, what are your thoughts on that? And I said, well, I never try to convince an investor to buy or sell. You are in charge of your own emotions. My job is to manage the money. But I said, certainly the companies you own are a lot less expensive than they were a month, 2 months, 3 months ago. And there's no one out there saying that the coronavirus isn't going to end. We're going to go back to whatever the new normal will be. We're going to go back to a normal life, and certainly the markets are going to get more normal. And the markets, while they're still volatile right now, they're not as volatile, right? And they're finding that valuation footing they want to be in, what they think earnings are going to be in 2021. But J&J came out with a very promising potential vaccine for this. The sciences will figure out how to combat this. Businesses are still going to run. And when you look at how fast this correction happened, how quickly it happened on a black swan event, it exemplifies and it exaggerates, Matt, the power of flexibility. That one client, by the way, he called on the day it bottomed. Isn't that the irony of it all? Happens
wow.
all the time.
Yeah.
Called on the day it bottomed. Of course, the next 3 days, the markets were up, 13-14%. He was up a lot more. He called at the close of one day. He goes, I'm going to ride this thing out. And I said, well, I kind of figured you would after the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, people look for the things. They look for their biases to make them feel good, right? And if you can understand your biases and stick to that process, your buy discipline and your sell discipline, then you can manage your emotions during periods of uncertainty. And I think that is the message of today, and that's the power of the flexibility. And that flexibility and transparency is the power of Nepsis, ultimate clarity.
How do you, as somebody who has to manage and at least educate on these biases, which we've had a couple of podcasts about. So that gentleman specifically obviously had a recency bias, you know, a fear of loss bias. I mean, there's a lot of different things that were there.
Yep.
How do you gently go into those conversations? And do you go in gently, or I don't know. I think it'd be fun for the listeners to maybe hear how you communicate that a little bit more clearly, just so that they can experience what it's like to work with an advisor like you.
Sure. Well, I personally don't deal a lot with clients directly anymore. This happens to be an old client, a friend, and so I personally take care of him. But what I told him is the same thing I told our advisors. I was in communication with our advisors quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, giving them snippets that they can share with their clients regarding my thoughts of what was going on. And that's where we got a couple of those text messages back, and clients had said, stop making me so much money. The approach to the conversation, quite frankly, depends on the client, right? It depends on the psyche of the client. This is the importance of the advisor knowing their client, right? And what is driving the bias that they may have. In this particular case, he was thinking about paying off a loan because he couldn't take the volatility. And he thought it was interesting. He said, I'm not so concerned about the virus. I'm more concerned about how people are going to react to the virus, which I think is a very telltale sign for a lot of people. The virus is going to go away, but this emotional predisposition. So I explained to him, I said, look, you can see the activity in your portfolio, right? He said, yes. I said, you could see some of these companies that we've been buying right now, and you can see their values, right? Yes. I said, this is a short-term thing. In fact, he's in a business that actually is supplying masks and glasses and stuff. So he's been on the phone with the governments around the world and with manufacturers and everything else, right? I said, you can see all of that. You know that this is going to pass and the economy is going to improve, right? He says, yeah. I said, why would you want to sell these companies at prices that haven't been seen in years? I mean, the markets get down 35%, Matt. A lot of companies were down 40, 50, 60%. His basic response was, well, let me think about it overnight. And that's all he needed to do is he needed to think overnight. And he called back a couple days later and said, I think it would be a mistake to be selling these businesses at these prices. I said, I think you're right. He's still invested.
Nice.
You know, if I would have just said, okay, let's just sell it, he would have lost close to 20% of his value right now on that money. He was going to take out a fair amount of money to pay off a loan. We just got a lot of it back. You know, the markets and businesses are going to get back to normal. And his portfolio will continue to do what it was doing. The power of flexibility. The other thing that I would tell you, Matt, is some of the responses I've been getting because I've been updating advisors. I also sent out, you know, with the last podcast, and I also sent out another link that I recorded for clients on the 13th of March. One of the comments that comes back is the confidence. People can sense the confidence in my voice when I'm telling them what was going on. In the bottom of this thing, as bad as it was, they could hear the passion and the confidence of what I believed and what we were doing. And I think a lot of times clients like that. They want to see that conviction to the process. Because where a lot of people don't succeed, where a lot of people end up failing, is they don't stick to the process. They deviate. It is the process of sticking to the knitting, as I always say, that I believe is important. And I have this conviction and I have this passion because the process we utilize is a time-tested process that has been very, very beneficial for myself and my clients over the years.
I think that's a great place to end this. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And you should be sharing these podcasts, everybody. In a time of a leadership vacuum, being able to share a podcast like this where you can hear true leadership, especially when it comes to investment management, this is the time where this sort of information needs to be shared widely with the general public. So please make sure that you share this with your friends and family. One, to expose them to what it's like to have ultimate flexibility, clarity. And also, it's a great opportunity for them to understand from an experienced money manager, experienced advisor, that, you know, the world's not actually seemingly coming to an end. And we're probably going to weather this, and we could even come out of this better than we went into it. So for everybody at Nepsis, this is Matt Hallern, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor.